The word artisan is so overused today that it's become practically meaningless. I mean, we can now get artisanal sandwiches from fast food chains, for goodness sakes. And yet, real artisans, the people who are crafting things like cheese, beer, bread, coffee, chocolate, and bourbon, just to name a few, well, they're experiencing a resurgence like never before. And that's the paradox that fascinated Patrick Q when he began work on his new book, Finding the Flavors We Lost. Our contributor, Russ Parsons, talked to Patrick in Los Angeles.
Patrick Q, thank you so much for being on Splendid Table with us.
Pleasure to be here, Russ.
I want to talk to you about your book, Finding the Flavors We Lost. And the title begs the first question, which is, how did we lose those flavors in the first place?
Yeah, key question. We did eat very well, and then suddenly we were all eating five-can casserole in 1955. How did that happen? Many factors. Speed of transportation, a growing amount of food preservation, but on an industrial scale. Brand awareness, very savvy marketing by large brands that brands were very savvy of establishing this idea of purity. And the idea of purity came from brands, and brands were in sealed boxes. And there are all sorts of loyalty programs of, you know, if you sent the wrapper into the home office. And then the very idea of modernity, you know, there was this sense of, wow, all this cooking and all this putting up vegetables took a lot of time. And the idea sort of was promoted that you didn't want to be tied to these, long tasks. And in fact, if you were a modern woman, you would resist being tied and you would reject it all. So all this sort of conspired to drain the vitality and the characteristics from American food.
We tend to forget these days. I mean, cooking is work. I mean, for those of us who love it, it's also a pleasure, but right. But traditional cooking is a lot of work, and to be freed from that work must have been liberating. But now we're kind of going back in the opposite direction, except now we're calling it artisanal rather than work. So what does artisanal actually mean?
Well, the idea of work is certainly key to it, and of course, Russ, you know, it's abused and misused and used as a marketing term so often that one almost shies from using it. I think there's an element of time. Is this somebody who's allowing the maximum of flavor to develop, whether it's the 24 hours for a naturally leavened bread, the 8 months for Swiss-style cheese, the years for great bourbon? Secondly, the idea of craft, the skill that the hands learn. And can that be maintained in the way we eat today? I think a third aspect of this is the intentionality of something. And it's kind of abstract, but there's just a way that artisans approach things that industrialized commercial food does not. And lastly, does it speak to our heritage? Because I think that's one of the most resonant aspects of artisanal is it's picking up on something, whether it's home preserving and home canning, or you go to the trouble of curing bacon, you go to the trouble of making a vinegar. Cider vinegars were being used a couple of hundred years ago, and you're sort of picking up the thread that was dropped. And that has a sort of resonance to me of what artisanal food is.
One of the great controversies at this point is that question of scale. I mean, you make a great product. You get really good at it. You find you can start to make more. The money starts to come in. You can actually pay your workers more. But all of a sudden, you're no longer that indie band that everybody loved when they were, when they were playing in 200-seat clubs.
Right.
All of a sudden, you've become big business. How do you balance the intentionality and the proficiency that's required of being a craftsman with the ability to grow and to get your products to more people and at a more efficient price?
Yeah. We have to get away from this idea that only small is good. Only small is authentic. Think of the language. Small scale, microbrewery, nanobrewery. It's all reducing it to tiny amounts. Long before it meant small, it meant independence, being able to navigate the world as an independent being. These people should not be trapped in this kind of fallacy of small is better, because artisanal is going to get bigger. And If you can maintain the standards, I think you're embodying what an artisan means, not becoming the opposite of it.
Patrick Q, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. It's been great having you.
My pleasure, Roz.
Patrick Q is longtime restaurant critic for Los Angeles Magazine. His new book is Finding the Flavors We Lost. Contributor Russ Parsons is author of How to Pick a Peach.